got a footy legend on the line, Dane Swan. Mate, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, pleasure to have you on. We're very excited to have you in the South West, Bridgetown and South Bunbury footy clubs. What can we expect to see, mate?
Well, me, hopefully. Yeah, that'd be the obvious answer. If I'm not there, something's wrong. But, I think we'll just have a bit of fun, mate. It's been a couple of years since I played footy, so obviously have a chat about some footy and some of the stuff I've done afterwards, and then I'll make something up as well. Maybe we'll have a bit of fun. So just a good night, good arvo, and have a few laughs, a few beers, and wherever the day takes me or wherever the conversations take me, that's where they take me. I don't really have anything planned, to be honest. We'll get up there and wing it and have a bit of a laugh and see how we go.
What question are you sick of people asking you over and over again?
Should Bucks be sacked? I've got that one a few times. that's one I probably hear a lot. Or my opinions on it. That's wearing a bit thin, that question.
Mm-hmm.
How the Pies going to go? Because I don't know. And I guess the people who watch footy every weekend probably got a better knowledge of the game than me. But in the end, mate, listen, it'd have to be a pretty strange and random question for me to have hear a question that I haven't heard before. Man, I've just about heard them all, so. If someone can hit me up with a question I don't know, I'll be very surprised.
No, that's good. Everyone can start doing their homework now, mate. We understand you've been pretty busy lately with the footy show commitments. What are you doing extra on there this year?
Well, I'm on there for starters. So I wasn't on there last year. So just getting back in there. I think, you know, me, Fev and Juddy are back on there as sort of semi-regular guests. You know, we're contracted there. So we'll be on there, you know, a fair bit this year. As in what I'm going to be doing on there, man, that's a very good question. When I know, you'll know.
Can I ask you a quick one about it, Dane, with the footy show, mate? Is it different going in there now with Eddie back in the role as opposed to, obviously, you know, that long time without him being there and being a Collingwood man as well? What's it like with Eddie heading the panel again?
Yeah, okay. It's a little bit different, but again, and also I'm not a player anymore, so I'm actually, I guess, a part of the show, not just a recurring guest as a player. But yeah, obviously Ed runs a very tight ship, and he's very good at what he does. And you know, Ed was my boss for 15 years, and I thought he'd pass me by, but no, Ed's back as my boss, and now every time he rings me again, I get scared again, thinking I've done something wrong. So we're back to that. But I think Ed, you know, this is where he started. He loves the footy show, and I think with him coming back with a full sort of pre-season to get what he wants and his ideas back to the footy show, I think it's going to be great. So hopefully everyone is tuned in and I see a great product, because I think there's something special there. And you know, it's had its ups and downs over the last, you know, couple of years, but I think we're ready to give it one last big shot, and I think we've got something there which people will really enjoy.
Yeah, mate, no, I think you're right. The show's certainly richer with him hosting it, no doubt about that. The young Jordan DeGoey, he's been in a bit of drama recently. Did you have some choice words for him before as a man of the world who's been through it before?
Oh, yeah, I speak to Jordan. I speak to him all. It's just Jordan happened to be, you know, in trouble, I guess, or had played up at this stage. So, I spoke to him. But, listen, I wouldn't imagine he'd be keeping my guidance as gospel. But I said, mate, like, you know, here's what it is. You've made a blue, everyone does. Just don't let it sort of define you. Make sure you have a good year. And from all reports, I think, you know, he's put his best foot forward and he's earning back the trust of the players, which is all you can do. You can't go back and change your path, otherwise I'm sure he would. But listen, from what I hear, he's training really hard and he's in really good touch at training. So now it's just about when the club want him to play. Hopefully he gets a shot round one, and because he can prove to everyone that he belongs out there and he's done his penance. But, yeah, my advice is just, you know, don't let this define you. You want to be at the end of the year and everyone talking about how good your year was, not, you know, you started badly and it just got worse and worse. So that's kind of what I said. And you know, or is his fourth year or so, third or fourth year now. So I think he's just about at that age where you need to start playing some good footy. So no, I certainly think he will.
Yeah, no, he's a good young player, and he's you know, in a young bloke side, they're always richer for, you know, having bloke like yourself in their corner to give a bit of counsel and a bit of advice, mate. So
I'm not sure about that. But,
I mean, broadly, Dane. Broadly.
There we go.
Yeah. Now another guy that I don't know if you've given a bit of advice to, we definitely have been hanging out with a bit. Dusty Martin. How's he going to go this year, mate? You've seen in the off season. Is he going to be just as on fire this season as well?
Well, all indication from what I hear and see of him that yes, he is. It would be a scary thought if he gets better, but I know he thinks he can improve, and there's areas of his game he wants to improve. So that's a very scary thought for opposition coaches and midfielders who have to run with him. But yeah, okay, he's only 25, I think, 25, 26. And usually you play your best at sort of 27, 28, 29. That's when you sort of playing your best footy. So if it goes as it should for him, he's only going to improve in the next few years. He certainly hasn't slacked off in his work rate. He's still doing his extra training sessions away from the footy club and looking after his body as well as he has done in the last, sort of since I've known him. So I can't see why he won't improve. It's going to take a very, very big year for him to improve. But if anyone can, I certainly think he can.
Excellent, mate. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, mate, in the Southwest. Can't wait for the two dates that you're going to be here. Is there any particular Collingwood item you'd like people to bring along for you to sign?
Just themselves. I'm happy to sign body parts.
Got to be careful. There's actually someone in the office that works here named Simone that might take you up on that offer, mate.
Well, I'm available. Just sign whatever you need.
Not too easy, Dane. Thanks for the chat, mate.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good on you, Swanee.
Dane Swan there, absolute legend, 2011 Brownlow medalist, and going to be in the Southwest for two dates. Tomorrow night, going to be in Bridgetown. That should be very exciting, Aaron. Looking forward to that.
He's exactly the type of guy you want to go to a sportsman's night and listen to.
Yeah, Glenn Jakovich is going to be hosting that as well, of course, our West Coast legend. So that one kicks off at 6 p.m. The bar opens. $50 a ticket for Bridgetown, and then he's going to be at South Bunbury Football Club as well. That one happening on Sunday night, 6:30 for a 7 p.m. start. $40 per person there. Vaughn T. Dales, just look up the Facebook pages of both footy clubs. You'll find everything you need to know.
Great events, well organised by Ultimate Promotions. Get down there and support your local footy clubs.
Sounds of the Southwest, Triple M.
Nobody likes the sound of creepy crawlies, but everyone loves this sound for Osmic Pest Control.
I've got Ebony from Australyn on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Congratulations on getting through.
Thank you.
Now, Sounds of the Southwest, everyone in the Southwest is listening to what you have to say. It is up to $9,400, which seems like a crazy amount of money. If you won it, what would the money go on?
Probably towards my wedding later this year in November.
That sounds pretty good. That sounds like a pretty nice wedding. November, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That sounds fantastic. Well, let's help you out. I'll play the sound for you.
Yeah.
I say sound like it just means nothing, but it is $9,400, that sound. So for $9,400, what do you think is the sound of the Southwest?
Is it bouncing a football in Donnybrook at Barton Jones Winery?
Well, I can tell you, for $9,400, that is exactly what it is. Congratulations.
Are you serious?
I am 100% serious. For $9,400, you have got the Sounds of the Southwest correct. Thanks so much to our mates at Osmic Pest Control. You've done it. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Me and my partner have been texting back and forth, deciding if this is it. We won. Oh, my gosh.
You've done it. $9,400 is all yours. Of course, nobody likes the sound of creepy crawlies, but everyone loves this sound for Osmic Pest Control. Congratulations, Ebony.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
I'm just going to crack some poppers in here. I'm so excited if they work. No, oh, we're excited. Woo!
Oh, my gosh. Me and my partner were deciding which winery it was because there were so many. My partner said this one. And I was like, oh, babe, it's up to you. I'll say it if you think it's this one. Oh, my gosh.
You've done it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, that is fantastic, Ebony. We'll get in touch with you later. We'll sort out all the details, write some comically huge check, I'm sure. Wow.
With your weekend sports roundup, it's Out of Bounds on the Southwest's Triple M.
Yes, every Monday, Aaron gives us the full scoop on what happened in sports over the weekend. Aaron, you're looking happy. It was a big weekend of sport.
He says that because he knows I'm a big Eagles fan. The Dockers dished out a 62-point hiding to West Coast in their JLT Community Series clash yesterday. There was plenty to like for Frio, to be fair. Sparkling games from small forwards Ballantyne and Walters. Tabernard gave them a surprisingly strong target in attack too. Good games from potential round one debutants Bailey Banfield and Andrew Brayshaw. And feel-good story for 2018 for Frio could well be the return of defender Alex Pierce. He's back after an extended layoff. He looked good in the air and at ground level as well. The Eagles, they went missing after quarter time. Jeremy McGovern did it better than most teammates, while Tommy Cole and Liam Duggan battled hard, and Lewis Jetta was involved in some of the better passages of play. They need Kennedy and Nick Knapp back, don't they? At least Nat and Huey got a few easy touches in his three quarters for East Perth on the weekend. Josh Kennedy slated for a round three comeback. In the cricket, the Aussies will be under the pump when day four of the second test against South Africa begins later today. Khawaja and Mitch Marsh fought back hard during an 87-run stand in Port Elizabeth yesterday. They built a 41-run lead as the Aussies reached 5 for 180 at stumps. Still plenty of work to be done there if the Aussies are to consider themselves a chance of victory. An NRL doubleheader in Perth yesterday. It doesn't happen very often, at the new stadium. Melbourne began the post-Cooper Cronk era with a Cameron Munster-led 36-18 win over a gutsy Canterbury. Meanwhile, the Warriors ended their Perth hoodoo in an impressive fashion with a 32-20 win over South Sydney. And, mate, it had been 1,659 days since Tiger Woods posted a top five finish at a PGA Tour event. He was back at the weekend. A stunning 44-foot birdie putt on the 17th hole left fans at the Valspar Championship marvelling at the return of the great man. Check that out on the internet today on YouTube. That'll be there. Great shot.
Because he had back surgery and everything, didn't he? Jeez, there's no stopping him. He's a monster.
Well, he's back.
Yeah, sounds great like man. It, mate. Sorry, so my condolences for the Eagles, mate. There you go. But
didn't have to do that, and you went back there and did that again, and you don't even go for Fremantle. You're a Hawthorn fan.
I am.